Page Ayin Hay in your print. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. One of the most famous comments in all of Pirkei Avos. Rabban Gamliel, B'nai Shar B'Yuda, Anasi Oimer, Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. A famous and rather controversial comment, open to different interpretations. It says, Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Talmud Torah is good when it comes together with Derech Eretz. Because acquiring both together causes a person to avoid sin. Now, the conventional interpretation is that it's good to do both, to learn and to have a parnasa, to do the two together. If you do the two together, that's mishkachas avayin, that avoids sin. And as the Mishnah goes on, kol Torah she'ein ima malacha seifa b'teilu v'gerer esavayin. If you have Torah without a parnasa, then it is that it's bottle and it doesn't last, and it drags along sin, because poverty brings a person to, le'aleinu brings a person to sin. So that is the first comment of the Mishnah by its most popular interpretation. And this is Rishonim teach it this way. The Yafet Talmud Torah Cheretz means Talmud Torah with work. And as proof of this, we often cite the different Tanoim who had jobs, who had businesses, Amiraim, who had businesses, most famously the ones who have their profession linked to their name, like Yitzchak HaSandler or Riechna HaSandler, or the others. Or of Papa, who famously had a beer business, which is mentioned numerous places in Shas. So that's one interpretation of the Mishnah. Now that interpretation by itself is somewhat problematic, because we also have a Mishnah that says that the proper way, it's also going to happen in Pirkei Avos, is Torah's Niknis in Wat Derech, Paspa Melech Tochel, Mayim B'Mesura Tishte, Valoretz Tishon. It talks about a person being Maisa Nefesh, giving up a life of good food and comfort in order to learn. And therefore, there is something of a spread in how this Mishnah is understood, how we understand Yafa Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz. And I should say that Rabbi Chanan in his Kovitz Mamorim, it's on the shelf, I would have read it to you, he takes a extreme position, I would have found Michael me for saying it, the Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, the word Derech Eretz here means Midas Tavos. It doesn't mean Parnasim. It means Talmud Torah without good Midas leads a person to Kos Chilul Hashem. Now, the end of the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah, says Torah She'ini Ma Malacha, Malacha can't mean Derech Eretz. But anyway, that's his interpretation. Let's learn Reb Chaim Volozhiner's interpretation, and then I'll give you my wisdom, which of course will be the best of all. First, let's learn what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Listen to how he teaches it. What's the line? Ki Rava Omar l'Talmidav. We find in the Gemara that Rava told his disciples, B'yayme Nisin u'b'yayme Tishrei lo'itischazi kamoi. I don't want to see you in the yeshiva during the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei. So that you shouldn't have parnasa issues all year. Now, let me just explain Pashup Shat. They're talking about an agricultural society where the main job was the planting and the harvesting. And Rava told his Talmidim, I want you to go home during the planting season and during the harvesting season. And that way you'll have parnasa. All right, so they didn't fertilize the middle of the year. They didn't make the crops be as abundant as they might have been. But he told them to go out and get a parnasa. And that's why he told them, I don't want you to see you in yeshiva the month of Nisan, the month of Tishrei. Now, of course, out of respect to Rava, the yeshivas today, despite the fact the boys are not planting or harvesting, obey Rava and don't show up in yeshiva for the whole month of Nisan and most of the month of Tishrei. After all, it's in Mefarsh Gemara. But this is what Rava was saying. Now, apparently, his Talmidim were willing to come. He said to them in this language, I don't want to see you. Don't appear before me. See, he apparently was telling them that it's better to go to work the 2 months a year and have parnasa for the whole year. Now listen to how Reb Chaim V'loshen explains this. Chalila loymer shiyifnu levavam ach l'chay yisha kol hayayim. Don't think for a minute that the Talmidim of Rava, who studied under Rava 10 months a year, went to work and turned their hearts away from learning, only paying attention to the Chay Yisha, to the Parnasa. Mispatlu mamish b'tavatayim. Ach be'emes gam be'iskam b'chay yisha. As they were harvesting, as they were planting, kavanosam umachshavtam lon ba'im kashal halacha. Their minds, their thoughts, were on Torah, on Havaida, on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when they were working, the thoughts were on serving Hashem. Kumai Bayaz Be'ez Zaira HaGayrin. We find that Bayaz was the leader of a generation, was involved in harvesting his crap and winnowing his crap. So the Pasuk says, Vayitav Libay, V'darshu Chazal. What does it mean, Vayitav Libay? It means Vayitav Libay She'asa B'divrei Torah. So what he's saying here is that even when the person is involved in Parnasa, he should be thinking about Divrei Torah, he should be involved in Divrei Torah at that time. V'zel Masha Amru, Harbi Yasuk Rebbi Shmal V'Alsa B'Yadam. Gemara in Brachis brings a dispute as to whether a person should work at all, or should just spend his entire time learning. The Gemara has a difference of opinion as to whether a person should learn and ignore work, or whether he should go to work dafka. He should dafka have a parnasa. So it's actually a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says harbe yasuk Reb Yechanan. Many did like Reb Yechanan v'lo yasuk biyadam. Harbe yasuk Reb Yishmael v'also biyadam. Some tried to spend the whole day learning. It was too much for them. It's lav dafka that that's the right thing for everyone. And harbe yasuk Reb Yishmael, some people work part of the day v'also biyadam, and they were successful. So the Gemara there is saying that it depends on the person. Reb Chaim V'loshen has a new taich in Va'osa B'yadam. He says, in our Mishnah, he says, V'zehu, Yofet Torah im Derech Eretz. What's the line? Shegam B'shas Derech Eretz, even at the time you're working, Yiyah Chayshiv B'Torah. A person should be thinking in Derech Torah. So he's taich, a new taich, no? Yofet Torah im Derech Eretz. It's good that even when you're working, you should be thinking and learning. That's his taich. Brings to mind the Chayi Adam's Hagdama to the book, to Sefer Chayi Adam. He writes, the Chayi Adam was a businessman. Chayi Adam had an iron ore factory that manufactured, I believe, metal. And anyway, he was a businessman. He says, people will say, what is a businessman doing putting out a Sefer Halacha? He writes, as I recall his Lashon, that God is my witness, that there was never a moment that I was in the business and I wasn't thinking about Divrei Torah. I wasn't thinking about his languages. There was never a moment. And you know, I don't know how well he ran his business. Taka, he writes afterwards. He doesn't write it there, but in the Chacham Sodom, in his old age, his business went broke and he had to take on the job of Dayan in Vilna for the last decade of his life. I don't know. But this Nakuda, that whenever he was working, he was learning, that's this idea. Yafet Torah Derech Eretz.
Isn't that problematic if you're working for somebody else?
So we have the Michtam Leo makes this point. He makes the point that Chanoch, remember? Yeah. We had the Chazal that says that even when Chanoch was making shoes, the shoemaker, the original Chanoch, he was making shoes, he was miyachid yichudim. That's the lashon that it says. So most understand that while he was making shoes, he was busy thinking of hechek havanas. The Mitzvah of Leo brings Rabbi Sosa Lanter, because they were Rabbi Sosa Lanter. There's a chas v'shalom. If you're working for someone and making shoes, you gotta make the shoes, you gotta do it right. And that's what he was thinking of, making shoes properly. So Mitzvah of Leo says, that can't be. I mean, the Gemara says he was miyachid yichudim. See, he went up alive, like Elio, he became the Malach Matat. So I can't mean that. So Mechtam Elio tries to make a pshara, to make peace between the two thoughts. So here also, I guess we're talking about some probably he's working for himself. And he's thinking they're very tired even at that.
Even working in the fields, playing halachas, you have to think about, you know, klayim and krim is a miser.
It's very good. It's very good. To think about the halachas then. It's very good.
Cut down on productivity.
All right, I think some people daydream anyway. So shegiyah shneihem ratzah loimer, acquiring both, meaning to say haguf ha'pina lekarmel iskai, the body which is working, v'hamayach lemachshavta v'melachas Hashem, and the mind working on melachas Hashem, mishkachasavayin, that is mishkachasavayin. Now look what he writes in brackets. Parenthetically, he has v'avadisenu harabim. It's the other way around. When people are learning, they think about the business. When they're not learning, they think about the business. So it says, like to be a little bit of a kapara on that, like you offset one for the other. It reminds me, many years ago, we have a family. My grandfather had a brother that went to Israel before. As best I could put together the history of the family, he went to Israel before the Holocaust. He got there. His name was Yitzchak, or Yitzchak Reisman. And he had three sons, my father's first cousins. And there's a Reisman family there. Very few Reismans. Of the three sons, two of them only had daughters, so the Reisman name didn't continue. But anyway, that's not my point. What is my point? I have cousins that my father was very close with, who are not the Haredi, they're in the very frum, Mizrahi, element. I mean, he was in the army, and he had Talmud Chacham, and, you know, both. He passed away 2 years ago. So when he visited America, what?
You know him.
I visited him on a number of occasions. So he came to America. He says, "What do you do? You have a Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. Why are you in Kol?" So I said to him, "When I look around, I see there are a lot of people that are just doing Derech Eretz and no learning. So I'm offsetting one of them. You know, I'm one that I'll be the Torah, I'll be Derech Eretz. So is it equal? You know, we can start making cheshbonos." So he had a sense of humor. He appreciated it. Anyway, the next generation are Haredim. That's just the way it is. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. It's one way or the other, unfortunately, in our society. This is the idea. The idea is, Yofet Tam Tarim Derech Eretz, that a person has to be able to live a life where even his asakim are Divrei Torah. I saw in Archos Rabbeinu, one of the biographies of the Stipler. The Stipler was a very handy person. He was able to repair things. So once he was repairing a toaster oven or something in their house, so his grandson came to him and he said, "Let me do that." So the Stipler said, "No. When I repair the toaster oven, I'm trying to figure out a taisvus. When you repair the toaster oven, you believe with the toaster oven. You'll go figure out the taisvus, and I'll, I can do the toaster oven with the taisvus." So that's the darga. The darga is, look, it's going to be hard for us to do when we go to work. But at least, on our way to shul in the morning, let's be thinking Divrei Torah, saying, in the summer, sometimes it's hard to say Divrei Torah because of the, you end up saying it facing an erva, that the streets are full of, say Divrei Torah, but at least let's think in Divrei Torah. At least we go in the street. It's a proper thing to memorize Hizel Mekayman. And to say it, Hizel Mekayman, we say, to say a Perek Mishnayis every day. It's a good thing to memorize the Perek Mishnayis and to say it on the way to shul. There you don't even have to say it. If you think it, you're also Mekayim Talmud Torah. And that way, at least when you're working, if you're not thinking the very Torah, your pleasure time, you're not thinking the very, at least on the way to shul, that should be the minimum that a person should be thinking the very Torah. V'loy sayma ef shalasi b'derech eretz klal. And don't think he shouldn't be as he derech eretz at all. Not everyone could undertake a life of purely Torah without derech eretz. So that's what Chaim Volozhin is say on it. And I should point out that it means to live in poverty. And it doesn't mean somebody who has people willing to support where he's not living in poverty, that's not, it's not, work is not worthwhile for its own sake in that sense. But the Mishnah is saying, Mishkach HaSoven, that it's to avoid a person coming to the Averis that poverty later could lead. But the second part of the Mishnah said, Kol ha-meilim mimatzibor, you are meilim yimoyim l'shem shemayim. Anybody who works with the tzibor should do so l'shem shemayim. Sh'shchus ha-vaysa misayasa, misitkasa me'medes lot. So Reb Chaim Volozhin explains, ki b'yais ha-parnasa. Again, his theme throughout the Sefer is to connect the parts of the Mishnah. So he explains, ki b'yais parnasa ha-mizgoyal at, I'm sorry, b'yais parnes ha-mizgoyal at tzibor sh'loy l'shem shemayim on shechavu. A parnas ha-mizgoya, somebody who's a leader of a community, that is mizgoya la tzibor, that shows gaiva to the community, is a terrible oynish. Gemara Shoshana says that he has Gehenim more than 12 months. His Gehenim continues. Ulai ayidei zeh yirtzalim noyil ishtal b'tzarchi tzibor. It's a personal thing. I don't want to get involved in tzarchi tzibor. Lezeh amru. And for that it says, choshu zeis b'uvavchem. U'bavadi lo tisko. Think this in your mind. And you won't be a gaiva. See yourselves as subjects of the tzibur. Not on the tzibur, but with the tzibur. Now, the connection is that just like when a person works, his mind should be l'shem shemayim. Same thing when a person gets involved in tzarchit tzibur, his mind should be l'shem shemayim. A person who's willing to do things with tzarchei tzibor has to be willing to suffer the indignities that come with it, because generally the tzibor is made up of a small percentage of doers, a certain percentage of couldn't care less, and then an equal percentage of people who basically are critical of those who do. And I remember once, I was in the Siftet Fest Yerushalayim, I used to go there Friday afternoons. So Reb David Feinstein had cleaned out the soda machine. He was counting the nickels and the dimes. Those days, nickels and dimes still counted. Making little piles of nickels and dimes. So somebody came over to him and said, Rosh Hashiva, it doesn't pass for you to do it. So he turned to me and says, if you do it, I'll go in the base medrash. You know, if somebody else is willing to do it, it's fine with me. You know, Yeshiva has money in the soda machine. Somebody's got to do it. They weren't going to pay someone to do it. So I wish I could say this person undertook to do it, you know. But that's not quite what happened.
How does this relate to what we said last time about learning Torah? Learn Torah, Shalom, Shema, and, you know,
see, learn Torah, Shalom, Shema is fine. But to be involved with the Tzibur, Shalom, Shema, is very dangerous. It's a very dangerous thing. That's Mizgoyal HaTzibur. A position in a Tzibur is something of great responsibility. It's a tremendous achrayus. Yeah.
Personal question. Do you have any hobbies?
Any what?
Hobby.
Do I have any hobbies?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. At the moment, if I have any hobbies, yeah, I do.
When you're involved in your hobby, do you think about what you're doing, or you think about...
Well, my hobby is looking into svarim that are not usually looked into. So I like to pull out svarim that no one looks at and just look at it. And
so you have some good music that you appreciate?
I don't appreciate music. God didn't give me an appreciation. I don't think I've ever turned on music for pleasure in my life. Certainly not in my post-bar mitzvah life. I just don't appreciate music. It's a chesaron in my neshama, my wife says.
Usually, people have some.
Well, if you have music, you have Divrei Torah, so you think about the Divrei Torah. That's the music. What's so funny? Music is the psukim. One more paragraph. Shizchus avaysa misayasa, mitzitkasa medes lad, apimashamu betaisvis. Da'av shatoma shizchus avays. It's interesting. Amandi Yamay the Gemara, that the shizchusim of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are used up already. In Shmona Esrei, we say, So it says, I believe, in the Groz Taj, that Zeicher Chaste Avais, that there's a Mandi Omer, that this Chus of the Avis continues. Just in case the halacha is Tamus Chasav is that Klal Yisrael used up the Schus of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov already. So maybe Gael of Nevenayim Laman Shemai. So bring it in your honor. Rav Chaim Elazar says that even though Schus Av may have come to an end, Avo Bris Av Yisrael Tamu, joining the bond that the Av is created with God didn't end. Zeh Shavu Schus Av Yis. Va'av Kishet Thomas Chusa Av Tzikasam Imedes Lahan. Even though the schus may end, the person has certain schusim, he spends them, none left. But tzidkasam oimed eslav, but the things that they accomplished remain. Mashkufa yosef hikadosh baruch hu v'nichnes imoim bebris l'shil evneim, v'shomer tzidkasam oimed es, ki loshen tzadik ne'amar l'pamim, amishi yotze tzadik bedinai. Someone who comes out of his judgment in the schus, it's called a tzadik. Av shebem is ein l'schus. Even if he wins the din without schusim, my shomer b'san edrin al pasik noki b'tzadik al tarei, zashomer kan tzikasam imed eslav. Okay, so upon him, schus avaisa misayam tzikasam imed eslav, that somebody's Isaac and Tzibur has the schus avis that's messiah to them. Of course, the flip side is that somebody's Isaac and Tzachay Tzibur has a great schar for being Isaac and Tzachay Tzibur, but it has to be done right. Okay, I hope Wednesday night, Yitzhak Hashem, to still be here.